继续从十四章的下半来看一些事。在启示里的事。
Tonight we'll continue to look at the last half of chapter 14 to look at some matters in Revelation.
十四章下半章啊，如果我们只是看那个过程的话，我们很容易就体会到是什么一回事。
Now we just look at the process of the last half of chapter 14. Very easily, we're able to understand what it is about.
但是因为过去许多弟兄们的解经说到被提的事情的时候，这里是一个非常重要的依据。
But because of previous brethren's interpretation on the matter of rapture, here becomes a very important foundation for them.
因此我们读下来的时候，就本来是很复杂、很简单的一些个事件，就变成了有一些复杂的体会。
Therefore, even though when we read it, it can be easily understood, but because of those views, it becomes very complex.
因为底下提到的两件事情，
because the two matters that is mentioned below,
得胜者被提要使用它，
that the rapture of the overcomers must use this passage,
全教会灾后被提也用到它，
as well as the theory that the whole church is raptured after the tribulation also uses this.
那这因为如果我们不是很准确地掌握了那个启示录的那个时段，
therefore if we cannot grasp accurately the time frame in Revelation,
你没有办法不接受这些解说的，
then you must accept the interpretation of this passage.
但是如果我们把启示录的那个时段是分析的比较明确一点，
but again if we are able to separate the timing, the time frame in Revelation,
我们很自然就能看到这里头的从因着解经所引发的问题也是不太难解说清楚的。
Then also as a result then we can easily understandthe passage here, even though there may be some difficulty because of different interpretation.
因为是解经上的问题。
And so because of scriptural interpretation,
所以我们一面是尊重弟兄们在神面前他们所以为是对的。
So on the one hand, therefore, we have to respect some of the brethren's view that it is correct what they receive before the Lord.
在另一面我们也必须要从神的话里面找出那个原来的准确的那个意思。
But yet on the other hand, we have to before God to try to find out that accurate meaning, the original accurate meaning of it.
我们以前已经一再的提过，
and we have mentioned this repeatedly in the past.
因为许多的经文它是有很多的灰色的地带，
because there are many scriptures that are in the gray area.
如果我们不是把那个时段掌握得好，你这样看也对，那样看也对。
So if we do not grasp accurately the time frame, time period, then no matter which view you may take, it seems correct.
但是对于这一点来说，一个最根本的问题，
but in regards to this point, a very basic issue,
我们不能从这些片段的话的里头找出那个关乎被提的那个准确的景象。
Is that we cannot just from this passage try to find out the accuracy of the matter of rapture just from this passage alone.
要准确地去领会关乎被提这一方面的事。
Now, if we want to understand the matter of rapture in a full picture,
我们只能从帖撒罗尼迦前书里面有比较全面的那一个体会。
Then only from 1 Thessalonians are we able to get a better picture and idea of the situation of rapture.
所以我们读完启示录，我们是准备读帖撒罗尼迦。
Therefore, after we finish studying Revelation, we will go into Thessalonians.
那时我们会比较完整的来看整个关乎被提的问题。
Then at that time, we can see more better picture of the matter of rapture.
那我们从这个启示录十四章的里边，我们 继续但留意这个这一方面。
And so from Revelation chapter 14, we continue to look at the matter.
那上次末了我们看到十二节。
At the end, last time, we ended with verse 12.
我们也稍微轻轻提了一下，弟兄姊妹少留意十三节、十四节这两十三节这一句话的里边那个特别的意思。
And we also may mention to brothers and sisters to pay attention to the special meaning of verse 13.
十三节那里约翰看见了天上那两位天使的一些宣告以后。
And so this is after that John saw some of the proclamations of the two angels in heaven.
他就听见在天上有声音。
And then he heard a voice from heaven.
那这些声音就是这样的对他说。
And the voice saying unto him,
你要写上。
Right.
我甚至特别让弟兄姊妹注意，这个要写上，不是等到你完全领会了整个启示以后才写上。
And I've mentioned to brothers and sisters previously last time that you do not wait until you see the whole vision, then you write it.
是关于这一点，这一点，天上声音的那一个吩咐说，你现在就要写上。
But it's in regards to this very point that the voice of the angel in heaven told him to write it now.
那为什么现在就要写下呢？
Why is it that he has to write it now?
因为底上的那一个事实乃是把过去所隐藏的一个秘密解开了。
It is because there was a mystery, a secret that was hidden before now has been revealed.
在从前
In the past,
我们看到许许多多神的百姓也好，神的儿女也好，
Whether it be the people of God or the children of God,
他们在跟随主的路上是好像交出了很多。
It seems in the path of following the Lord, they have given forth much.
甚至连自己的性命都交了出来。
Even to a point, they have given their own lives.
但是这些人，
But these people,
在过去也许只是看见一件事，这是主的喜悦。
In the past, maybe they only see one thing, that this is pleasing to the Lord.
喜悦我们尊重神为大。
That he is pleased that we honor God as supreme.
所以甘心乐意为着神而放弃自己。
So they're willing to give of themselves for the sake of God.
那如果只是停留在这样的一个光的底下。
Now if they only remain under that light.
比较没有看见这个光。是长多了。
Of course, that's much stronger than not even seeing that light at all.
但是光是看到这一点还是不足够。
But even if I only see that point, it is insufficient.
包括在祭坛底下的那些被斩者的灵魂。
And it is also including in that the souls that have been slain under the altar.
他们在那里求神，求主为他们伸冤。
And there, they're crying out to the Lord to take vengeance for them.
你从他们求主伸冤的那个话语的里面。
And from the words when they cry out for vengeance to the Lord.
你会体会到他们心里面有一点委屈。
That you're able to understand this, that in their hearts they feel that they have taken a loss.
啊，我们为了主的缘故，我们交出了连命都交出去了。
That for the sake of the Lord, they have given forth much, even their lives.
为什么等到现在，我们的主还不为我们来伸那一个冤呢？
Why is it now, even our Lord does not take vengeance for us?
那也许历世历代以来，不少圣徒们的心里面是存着这轻轻的一点委屈来。
It may be throughout the ages that the saints may have this very little bit in their heart that they're suffering in their dealing with the matters.
当然我们也不敢说所有在主里面去世的人他们都带着委屈的心情。
And of course we cannot say that holds true for all the brethren who have passed away that they have that heart.
但是总有相当部分是在这种光景底下。
But there may be a large part of that under that condition.
而我们看到祭坛底下那些被斩者的灵魂所说的，我们就可以稍微有一点体会。
And so from the words of the souls that have been slain who are under the altar now, from what they say, we have a little bit of understanding of that.
现在神的祭火到了一个很关键的时刻了。
Now that the plan of God is a very crucial stage,
这个很关键的时刻是什么呢？
What stage is this?
大灾难就要开始。
It is when the great tribulation is about to begin.
大灾难一开始，
When the great tribulation begins,
神的公义的追讨 就显明了。
The righteous judgment of God will be manifested.
当神的公义的追讨一显出来的时候，
And when it is manifested,
也就是说出神的永远的计划要带进一个新的阶段。
It also means that the eternal plan of God will be brought into a new stage.
而这一个新的阶段，
And this new stage,
就和过去所有圣徒们因在跟随主的路上所摆上的就有非常密切的关系。
Has a very close relationship to in the past when all the saints have given forth what they did.
那所以我们留意这个天上这个声音所发出来的是什么的语言。
And so then we have to pay attention to what the voice in heaven is saying.
那里是说这个话。
There it reads.
从今以后。
From now henceforth.
在主里面而死的人有福了。
Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord.
那这个话如果我们不能掌握住的话，
Now we cannot grasp these words,
我们就会有点困扰。
Then we'll be confused.
因为要到那一个时候以后在主里头死的才有福。
Does it mean that only henceforth that those who, are died, who died in the Lord are blessed?
那在说这个话以前死了的呢，那他们有没有福呢？
Then what about those who have died before these words are spoken?
如果我们不掌握到这个整个事实的那个真相，
And so we do not grasp the facts of this matter,
我们就很难领会这一个宣告的意义在哪里。
It is very hard for us to understand the meaning of this proclamation.
好像以前的那一些为主而死的人都给忽略了。
It would seem like those who have died for the Lord in the past have been neglected.
只有从这个时候开始以后，那些在主里面死了的人才是有福的。
It seems as if only those who died in the Lord from now on are blessed.
当然事实不是这样。
Of course the facts are not so.
所以我们才了解到天上的声音对约翰说，你现在就要记下来。
Then we're able to understand why the voice in heaven told John to write it now.
因为这一个记下来，
Because this recording
是解开一个奥秘，
opens up this mystery to us.
就是那些为主而死的人，
And that mystery is those who have died for the Lord.
他们从人来看，他们付的代价很重很重。
From the view of man, the price which they paid is very, very great.
但是他们所付的代价那么重，值得不值得呢？
Yet, since they paid a great price, was it worth it?
现在天上的宣告就是指着这个事来说了。
Now, the heavens declare on this matter.
绝对的值得。
It is absolutely worth it.
因为他们是这样交出他们的性命，他们是非常有福的。
Because they have given forth their lives in this way, blessed are they.
怎么有福法呢？
How blessed.
如果用人的眼睛来说，他们一点福气都没有。
In man's view, they have no blessing at all.
你看到这些为主交出性命的人。
Because when you see these who have given their lives for the Lord,
这是死在神的旨意里面的人。
And those who have died in the will of God,
并不是只是在死的那一段短时间，或是那一瞬间很难受，很难受。
Not only in the moment, in the instant when they die, that they suffer greatly.
你能看见，在他们没有死以前，他们一生只要他的脚步没有偏离主的路，他们整个的路程都是非常非常的难受的。
You can see that throughout their life in the path of following the Lord, as long as they did not depart away from it, that it was great suffering.
所以从人的眼睛里面来看，这些人都是傻瓜。
And so in the sight of men, these people are foolish.
他们做的没有意义的事。
That they have done something meaningless.
但现在天上在这里说明这个事实。
But now the heavens declare this fact.
这些人
These people,
他们是有福的。
Blessed are they.
究竟怎么有福法呢？
In fact, how are they blessed?
这个声音就没有再宣告下去。
This voice no longer proclaimed.
但是圣灵却是在那里有一个响应。
But the Holy Spirit there has this resounding.
所以我们就留意到接着圣灵一个响应。
And so we can see what the Holy Spirit echoes here.
圣灵怎么说呢？
What does the Spirit say?
他说对的。
Yay.
是的。
Yes.
他们息了自己的劳苦。
That they have rest from their labor.
做工的果效也随着他们。
And their works do follow them.
他们息了自己的劳苦，那这个我们当然能明白了。
Now to have rest from their labors, of course we can understand that.
人都不 存在了，那还有什么劳苦呢？
They're no longer living. What other labor can they have?
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is
there. 人虽然不在。
Though they no longer remain.
但是他们从前的劳苦有没有意义，有没有价值呢？
But does the labor that they leave behind meaningful or has value?
这个就没有人敢说了。
No one dare say that.
但圣灵在这里说。
But the Spirit says here.
他们卸了自己的劳苦。
They may rest from their labors.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我不喜欢这个翻译。
I do not like this translation.
因为这个翻译其实很好像很消极的。哦，他死了，他再没有什么劳苦可以麻烦他了。
It seems like this translation is very passive. Now that they have died, no longer are they troubled by their labors.
但是如果弟兄姊妹们你注意到。圣经原来的那个意思
But if brothers and sisters pay attention to the original meaning of the Bible
你非常容易能体会一个准确的翻译
Then very easily can you take note of this accurate translation
怎么说
How is that
talking? 他们从自己的劳苦里头得了安息
That they have gained rest from their labors
弟兄姊妹，你看这个寓意就完全不一样了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you see that translation is completely different.
哦，一个就是好像无可奈何的。
One seems like it is helpless.
苦啊苦啊苦下去。
They are suffering, suffering, suffering.
我现在死了。
But now they died.
再没有什么苦了。
So no more suffering.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神在这里给我们看见的不是这个。
What God shows us here is not that.
他们是劳苦。
Yes, they have labor.
他们是有许多的忍受。
Yes, they suffered much.
但是他们在他们这些许多劳苦忍受的里边，他们得了安息。
But through the toiling and laboring, they have gained rest.
不是只是停止劳苦。
Not only did their labor cease.
停止劳苦不一定有安息。
Even though their labor ceased, they may not have rest.
但他们停止劳苦的时候，他们也进入安息。
But when they cease from their labors, they also at the same time enter into rest.
怎么样进入安息呢？
How do they enter into rest?
底下的那句话就说出来。
Then it tells us.
因为他们所做的
for their work
是随着他们
do follow them
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
这话实在太宝贝了
these words indeed are too precious
他们所做的
what they do
不是做工的果效
it is not the fruit of their work
他们所做的
but what they have done
是随着他们
have followed them
那这是说的什么呢
what does this refer to
弟兄姊妹们我们知道
brothers and sisters we know
大灾难结束了以后
after the great tribulation ends
那就是国度、显现了
that is when the kingdom will appear
那在国度显现以前
and before the kingdom appears
那有什么事情发生呢
what would happen
是什么样叫国度能显出来呢
what would cause the kingdom to appear
那弟兄姊妹们我们就不能不注意了
brothers and sisters we must take note then
罗马书八章上面所说到的
What tells us in Romans chapter 8
神的种子显出来的这个事实
The matter of the sons of God being manifested
因为只有神的种子显出来这个事实出现
Because only when the fact that the sons of God appear
万物才能进入安息
Then can all enter into rest
也就是说那个时候国度才能在地上显出。
That also means only at that time can the kingdom appear on earth.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就了解到这一点。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, you can understand this.
这一个神的种子显出来。
That when the sons of God appear,
乃是说到教会完全的成熟了。
Means that the church is completely mature.
教会完全是在神的儿子这个形象里边给显明了
that the church is completely manifested in the image of the Son
那现在我们就要注意到
now we have to pay attention
那究竟这里说在主里死的人是指着哪些人
and so here when it says those who die in the Lord who are they
我们说在原则上是包括离世上所有跟随主而
We say that in principle it is throughout the ages those who follow the Lord and have been martyred.
但是在实际的那里呢?
But in fact,
乃是指着教会。
It is pointing at the church.
因为是在主里死。
Because those who died in the Lord.
在主里死。
Those who are in the Lord and are dead.
这个在主里死。
So which die in the Lord,
只有在教会在地上出现以后才有这一个事实显出来。
Can be only manifested after the appearance of the church on earth.
所以我们读帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章的时候，
And so when we read 1 Thessalonians
我们就看见那些在耶稣里睡了的人，
We see those who are asleep in Christ.
然后接下去就说到在基督里睡了的人，死了的人。
And then it tells us those who have died in Christ.
就是我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, we see.
在这里，这个原则是包括整个历史上那些为着主摆上自己的。
So the principle is it includes all those who have given forth themselves for the sake of the Lord.
但这一个宣告的具体的那一个事实乃是指着教会的经历。
But the practical fact of the proclamation of this points at the experience of the church.
因为教会的经历把国度带进来。
Because it is the experience of the church that brings forth the kingdom.
他们的工作随着他们。
And this is what is meant by their works do follow them.
而他们看见他们不仅是得了安息。
They see that not only have they gained rest.
并且也看见他们做工的那个果效显明出来。
But they also see the fruit of their work manifested.
那换一句话来说，
So in other words,
这些弟兄们，弟兄姊妹们，他们所付出的代价，
These brethren, brothers and sisters, and the price which they paid,
乃是带进神的旨意进入一个新的阶段，
is that they bring the will of God to enter into a new stage.
或者说是神这一批弟兄姊妹们，他们把那一个阶段的神的旨意完成。
Or that this group of brothers and sisters have completed that stage of the will of God.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们领会到天上的那个声音是发表这一件事的时候，
And so brothers and sisters, when we take note that it is this what the voice in heaven is proclaiming,
我们就不能不承认。
Then we must acknowledge
这一些弟兄们，
these brethren,
这一些为着主交出自己的人，
these people have given forth themselves for the Lord.
也就是在十四章一开始说到那一批与羔羊一同站在锡安山的那十四万四千人。
It is also that 144,000 at the beginning of chapter 14, those who stand on Mount Zion with the Lamb.
他们真的是有福啊。
Yes, blessed are they.
因为他们把神的旨意带进完成。
Because they have brought the will of God into completion.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
所以这一个宣告。
And so this proclamation.
我们千万不要给许多时候基督徒出殡的时候，那些牧师啊就读这一句话，读这一段话，好像叫人受一个安慰。
And so do not let those priests say these words when those who are ill to comfort them.
那是有点糟蹋这一句话。
When they do so, they do trample upon these words.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
天上的声音借着这一句话，把那个历史过去的历史里头发生过的事情那一个秘密让我们解开。
And so here the secret that has happened throughout the ages have been opened to us.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那好了，
Now,
我们现在转入十四节底下有两件事情。
When we enter into verse 14 we have some matters.
这两件事情头一件，
First thing,
那是当约翰看见了听见了天上的这一段的意象里的启示，
is that when John saw and heard this revelation in heaven.
他又天上又给他看见一件事。
And again, the heavens allow for him to see one thing.
看见一件什么事呢？
What did he see?
他看见在天上在有一片白云，云上坐着一位好像人子，头上戴着金冠冕，手里拿着快镰刀。
He saw a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle.
那就有一位天使从殿里边出来，向那坐在云上的大声喊着说：“伸出你的镰刀来收割，因为收割的时候已经到了，地上的庄稼已经熟透了。”
And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, "Thrust in thy sickle and weep."
那个坐在云上的就把镰刀扔在地上，地上的庄稼就给收割。
For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was wheat.
那在这个意象的里头，
Now in this vision,
弟兄姊妹，第一个你能肯定下来的就是那一位坐在云上的是好像人子，就是我们的主。
Now the first thing you can take note of that is true that the one who sat on the cloud like the Son of Man is the Lord.
在这一个时候
，at this time.
他要来收割地上的庄稼。
Now he is to reap the harvest on earth.
现在我们就碰到的问题就在这里了。
So then the issue is this.
这个地上的庄稼是什么？
What is this harvest on earth?
一些人。
Who are they?
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意。
Pay attention.
主张最后被提的人，他们说被提是在这个时候。你不能说他没有根据的。
And so those who say,that is rapture after the tribulation is based upon this, so you cannot say they're without foundation. Because it's here at the very end,
大灾难末了的时候,
at the end of the great tribulation,
那主亲自来收割,
and so the Lord himself comes to reap.
那所以就说出教会要经过灾难。
And so when they say that the church must go through the tribulation,
因为教会是神的庄稼,
it is because the church is the harvest of God.
经过了灾难, 教会就成熟了。
And so after the tribulation, the harvest is ripe.
所以主就来收割了。
And so the Lord comes to reap.
有没有道理呢?
Does it make sense?
有道理。
Yes.
但是
But,
弟兄姊妹你必须要记得
Brothers and sisters, you must remember,
这是一个片刻的时间里的事
This is only in a moment.
你若是把教会摆在片刻的这个时间里边你就发觉很有难处
Now, if you place the church in only this moment of time, it is very difficult.
那详细的我们看到帖撒罗尼迦的时候我们才看
And so, we only will go into detail when we look into Thessalonians.
那在这里我们 指出如果你在这里看成是灾后被提的一个根据的话
Here, so if you view this as a basis for rapture after the tribulation
那你就没有办法看到那些庄稼究竟有什么经历
Then you are not able to see what kind of experiences the harvest has
这些庄稼是一直流到灾难结束的时候的那些信主的人呢
Now is this harvest after the tribulation those who believe in the Lord
还是包括大灾难还没有开始以前就已经死去了的基督徒
Or the Christians who have died before the great tribulation begins
如果不包括这一些
Now if you do not include those
那就很难叫人信服
then it's very hard for others to take this, this interpretation
因为这个时候收割的庄稼
because the harvest that's being reaped right now
只是那些在大灾难末了还活着的信主的人
are only those who are still living after the great tribulation
如果你要把这个庄稼看成是教会的话
and so if you're to look at this harvest as the church
所以那个难处很多了
so the difficulty with that is many
因为一个因为我们现在读启示录我就不把它牵得那么宽了
now because we're studying Revelation now I won't go into it too broad
我只是指出那一点点的难处 也就够了
I'll just point out the little bit of trouble with that interpretation and that's enough
因为在这个收割庄稼的这件事情
because in this matter of reaping the harvest
那也就是说到这个收割庄稼就是被提
that means because this interpretation that the reaping of this harvest is rapture
你要提到被提不提复活的话那是讲不过去的
and so when you do mention rapture and you do not mention about resurrection you cannot get through with it
你如果一提到复活的时候
and when you also mention it with resurrection
你马上就碰到一个问题
immediately you enter this question
经过灾难的是全体教会还是只是灾难期还留在地上的教会
Then when you talk about that, you have to have this question, is it the entire church or only the church that is still living during the tribulation?
很显然就是留在当时的还活着的那些称为基督徒的人。
Very apparently, it is only those who are Christians and still living during that time.
那些全教会经过灾难 这个话怎么说呢?
And so how do you explain the entire church going through tribulation?
你没办法说的。
You cannot explain it.
如果说要全教会经过灾难。
And so if you say the entire church must go through tribulation,
那些死掉了的基督徒先复活。
So then it must be those Christians who have died before must be risen.
那弟兄姊妹们，你有没有听过这样的道理?
Brothers and sisters, have you heard such doctrine?
基督徒要复活而进入灾难。
That the Christians need to be risen to enter into tribulation.
这个是不可能的，是不会有的。
That is not possible. That will not happen.
我们的主从来没有给我们有一点点的观念说，基督徒要从死里复活而进入灾难。
Our Lord has never given us any such concept that the Christians must be risen to enter into tribulation.
所以，如果用这一段话来作为灾后被提的。那一个根据的话，那难以解说的地方就很多了。
And so to use this passage as a basis for rapture after the great tribulation, there are so many unanswered questions not explainable.
我只是轻轻一点而已。
I'm just slightly touching upon that.
同样的原则。
It is the same principle.
这一段话。
This passage.
也是给得胜者先被提的弟兄们。所引用
is also used by the brethren who hold the doctrine.
因为弟兄们就说，当主一来到空中的时候
，of the overcomers being first raptured, because they say when the Lord is in the air,
有被提的事情发生。
There is this matter of rapture.
但是被提的范围只是限于得胜者。
But those who are raptured are only limited to the overcomers.
其余不得胜的呢，还就留在灾难。留在地上经历灾难
and the remaining who are not overcomers they remain on earth to go through the tribulation
留在地上经历灾难的呢
and so those who remain and go through the tribulation when will be the rapture
这里
here
收割的时候
it is when they're reaping the harvest
因为是主来收割
because the Lord is coming to reap the harvest
所以
therefore
大部分教会的大部分是在这一个时候被提。
The majority of the church at this time then are raptured.
那当然，他们这样提出这一段话的时候
，and of course when they mention these words，
也接上帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
They also link it to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
他们以为那些活着还存留的。乃是被撇下的那一大部分。
They're saying, then those who are still living and remain are those who are left behind.
但弟兄说，当我们好好读那一段话的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when we read carefully that passage,
我们发觉这样子来看那里又是很有难处。
When we view that section in that way, it's very difficult.
因为很显然，你看到那活着还存留的。不是指说被提以后剩下的那些。
Because when it mentions about those who are living yet remain, it is not talking about those who are left behind from the rapture.
因为最简单的，我们说保罗把他自己摆在这个活着还存留的这个人的范围里。
Because very simply put, even Paul places himself in that boundary of those who are living yet remain.
那你说保罗是得胜者还是？不是得胜者。
And so, when you look at Paul, would you refer to him as an overcomer or not?
我只是稍微指出，如果要那样去看的话，就引发很多经文上的难处。
And so, I just want to introduce to brothers and sisters, when you view it in those interpretations, there are many difficulty in explaining the scriptures.
那既然是这样
，If that is the case。
那这批是什么人
Then, who are this group of people?
收割的是是主
Because it is the Lord who is reaping the harvest.
收割的时刻是大灾难的末了
And the time for the harvest is at the end of the great tribulation.
是巴比伦大城倾倒了以后
It is when the great city of Babylon has fallen.
是神愤怒的杯完全倒了下来以后
It is when the cup of wrath of God has been fully poured out.
这是大灾难的末期了。
And so this is at the end of the great tribulation.
那三年半的最后的那一段了。
It is at the end of the 3.5 years.
那主来收割。
And so now the Lord is harvest, reaping the harvest.
那这主所收割的庄稼究竟是什么？
And so, what is the harvest that the Lord is reaping?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们就不能不回到我们的主所说过的那些比方上去。
We cannot but return to the parables which our Lord gave.
那弟兄姊妹记得马太福音十三章里头。
Brothers and sisters, if you recall in Matthew 13,
就说到天国的奥秘。
It tells us of the mystery of the kingdom. 或者就
是奥秘的天国。
Or the mysterious kingdom.
我们在那三对半的比喻的里头。
And then in those parable of the three and a half pairs,
我们看到这个奥秘天国发展的历史。
We see then the process, the history of the kingdom in process.
也就是说
，That is also to say,
天国从那个地上的天国从主。被杀的那一个时刻隐藏起来以后，
and that is the mystery of the kingdom that was hidden when our Lord was slain on earth.
那天国的实际在地上是怎样发生呢？
It tells us then how is the mystery of the kingdom taking place on earth.
那是马太十三章。
That is Matthew 13.
但马太十三章在最末了的那一个比方，
But at the very last parable of Matthew 13,
那就说到天国再一次的显现。
It tells us that once again the kingdom will appear.
那天国再一次显现的时候是怎么样的呢？
And so when the kingdom does appear again, how does it happen?
看看
If we turn to Matthew 13,
47节，
verse 47，
天国有好像网撒在海里，聚拢各样水族，网既满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢弃了。世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来从义人中把恶人分别出去，丢在火炉里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
Verse 47 to verse 50。
那在这段话的里边，有什么你记看到？
So brothers and sisters, in this passage, you can see at the end of the kingdom,
主自己来把它，对不起，不是天国的，在奥秘天国的末了。
So at the end of the mysterious kingdom,
那我们的主亲自来把它带进结束。
Our Lord Himself comes to bring an end to that.
怎么来结束呢？
How does He end it?
把义人和恶人分别。
That he will separate the good and the bad.
那弟兄姊妹注意这个比方。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this parable.
好像人撒网，网撒在海里，聚拢各样水族，网就满了，人就把它拉上来。
It says again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that is cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they draw to shore.
那人就把他拉上来，这个人是谁？
Then they draw to shore. Who is this person?
这个明明就是主。
This is the Lord Himself.
因为这在这里，乃是在说到这个撒网的比喻，引出来的乃是审判。
Because here, when it gives the parable of casting the net, what is brought forth is judgment.
而审判的那个结果就是分别。
And the result of judgment is the separation.
在这个分别的里边，
and in this separation,
不单是山羊绵羊的那个分别，
it's not only in the separation of the sheep and the goat,
也有神的子民和，对不起，我要说准确一点，神的选民和外邦人的分别。
It also then has the chosen people of God and the separation of the chosen people of God and the Gentiles. And so when we read Matthew, we have already talked about that matter. So here, when it talks about casting the net and capturing fish of every kind, it does not include the church.
这里乃是说到说到世界的末了也这样，就是在全地的人的里头。
And so here it says when it's at the end of the world, it means all those who are on earth.
那教会跑到什么地方去了？
And so where did the church go to?
比如说在上一个比方里面就说出教会了。
So brothers and sisters, in the previous parable, it talks about the church.
教会是那一块贵价的珠子。
It is because the church is that goodly pearl.
已经给主买去了。
It has been purchased by the Lord.
现在在地上这个地上聚拢各样的水，在海里聚拢各样的水族。
And so now, every kind that is in the sea,
乃是指着教会以外的那些人。
It's speaking of those outside of the church.
那你说那犹太人呢？
And so you say, what about the Jews?
是不是也在这个聚拢水族的里边？
Are they in this parable of every kind in the sea?
我不敢说的那么肯定。
I cannot be say it with so much confidence.
但是以色列人应该也不在这个聚拢水族的里头。
But the Israelites should also not be in this parable of the every kind in the sea.
因为犹太人和以色列人，他们在整个天国的过程的里头，他们是那一块地。
Because throughout the period of the kingdom, the Israelites is that land.
就是主后来变卖一切去把那个地也买过来的。
It is the land that the Lord is referring to when that he would sell all to redeem that land.
那所以我们看到在这个天国的那个发展的过程的里头到末了。
And so we see then in the process of the kingdom till the end,
那是全地的人。
All those on earth,
以色列人跟犹太人除以色列人跟教会是除外。
Aside from the Israelites and the church,
所以是全地的人。
So all those on earth,
在那一个时候来到基督来到审判的当中来。这个末了的就是天国要显明以前的那个要发生一件这样的事。
And so we know that will happen before the kingdom appears.
现在我们回到启示录来。
And so now we return to Revelation.
我们就看到一个很大的问题。
And so we see a very great problem.
这一个收割庄稼。
This one who is reaping the harvest.
弟兄姊妹们你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这一个乃是说到在灾难的末了以色列人全家得救的这一个事实。
This tells us the matter of the whole house of Israel being saved.
以色列是神的庄稼。
That Israel is the harvest of God.
全地的不是神的所有的地上的人不能说是神的庄稼。
You cannot say all those on earth are the harvest of God.
弟兄姊妹们记得主在地上跟门徒说的时候。
Brothers and sisters, if you recall what the Lord said to his disciples, that the harvest is white.
庄稼的主差遣工人去收割庄稼。
That seek the Lord of the harvest to send workers to reap the harvest.
这个庄稼是指着什么？
What is this harvest referring to?
当然从广义上来说你可以说全地的人。
Of course, from principle, you can say it's all those on earth.
但是从主当时说话的那一个范围来说
But in the boundary when our Lord was speaking at that time
你看到那个庄稼是指着以色列这个范围
You can see that the harvest is pointing in the boundary of Israel
你看到主后来差遣门徒出去的时候
So later you see when the Lord sends out the disciples
主非常明确的在那里告诉门徒
The Lord clearly tells the disciples
外邦人的路你不要走外邦人的城你不要进
Do not go into the way or the city of the Gentiles
宁可到以色列家迷失的羊那里去
But go into the house of Israel to seek the sheep that are lost
那为什么是这样呢
Why is it that?
当然这个是因为神做工的那个次序的问题
Of course on the one hand that is the order in which God works
但是正因着这个次序
But it is because of that order
我们看到以色列家是神的庄稼。
We see that the house of Israel is the harvest of God.
弟兄姊妹，你也看到。
Brothers and sisters, you can also see.
说到那个葡萄园做工的那些比方的时候。
When the Lord gives the parables of those workers in the vineyard, very clearly you can see.
主的葡萄园。
The Lord's vineyard.
主的庄园田庄。
It is the Lord's harvest.
你看到都很明确的。圈在以色列这个范围里
You can clearly see those are in the boundary of Israel
正到他们不对了
When they are not right
神说我就租给 其他的人。
God says, I will rent it out to others.
那其他的人就是外邦人。
And so the others, therefore, are the Gentiles.
所以用着我们从主在地上跟门徒所说的话的里边，就看到启示录里头一些事实的那个有关联的地方。
And so, brothers and sisters, from the words which the Lord speaks to the disciples on earth, we can see that has some relationship to matters in Revelation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
现在地上的庄稼都成熟了。
Now the harvest on earth is ripe.
怎么成熟法？
How is it ripe?
弟兄姊妹，今我们又要牵连到一些比较复杂的问题。
Brothers and sisters, we have to connect that with some more complex matters.
你晓得以色列全家得救是在什么？
Brothers and sisters, you have to realize when is the time when the whole house of Israel is saved.
是在大灾难末后的时候。
It is at the very end time of the Great Tribulation.
耶路撒冷给列国来围攻。
When Jerusalem is surrounded by all nations.
以色列人没有办法再抵挡了。
That the Israelites can no longer resist.
因为耶路撒冷城也局部的给攻破了。
Because the part of Jerusalem has already been occupied.
事实上的以色列人就继续的往城中心去败退了。
And so the rest of the Israelites continue to retreat and draw back to the center of the city.
但是他们退到一个地步，实在没有办法了。
And when they have retreated back to no other method,
他们那个时候就求告神。
At that time, they cry out to God.
在这一个时候，他们团体在那里求告神。
And at that time, the whole corporately they cry out to God.
啊，我们的主就降临到橄榄山。
Then our Lord will descend on the Mount of Olives.
那当我们的主降临到橄榄山上的。
And when the Lord sets foot on Mount Olives,
整个以色列剩下的那些。
Then the entire household of Israel, those who remain, are saved.
就全家归主。
The whole house returns to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是这里收割庄稼的所指的、做的，将来要发生的。
Brothers and sisters, this is what is pointing at when in the future what is to happen. The harvest will be reaped.
好，我们如果留心神的话与彼此之间的那个关联。
Now we take note to the mutual relationship of the Lord's word with each other.
我们一定会发觉这个事实。
Then we'll discover that fact.
另外。
And.
那这个事实我们算告一个段落。
We'll put an end to that, this passage.
那另外。
And.
我们又看到又一个天使在天上的殿里面出来了，十七节。
Verse 17, and another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven.
他也拿着快镰刀。
He also having a sharp sickle.
但是这个拿快镰刀的不再是主，是天使。
This one who has a sharp sickle is no longer the Lord, but an angel.
他拿着快镰刀在哪里？
And he was having the sharp sickle there.
另外呢，又有一位天使从祭坛里头出来了。
And another angel came out from the altar.
他是有权柄管火的。
Which had power over fire.
弟兄姊妹，也就是说，在那里承接那个献祭的事情呢。
Meaning that is the one who receives the sacrifices.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这一个从天祭坛那里出来的天使。
Brothers and sisters, if you see this angel who came out from the altar,
你就不能忘记祭坛底下那些向主要求伸冤的那一批。
Then you cannot forget the group that is crying out to the Lord from the altar to take vengeance for them.
现在这个在祭坛出来的使者。
And so now this angel who came out from the altar.
他向那一个拿着快镰刀的使者说发话了。
He said to the one who had the sharp sickle saying.
他说伸出快镰刀来收取地上的葡萄。
Thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth.
因为葡萄熟透了。
For the grapes are fully ripe.
那天使就把镰刀丢下来，就把地上的葡萄都收获了。
And so the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it.
弟兄姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention then.
葡萄收割以后放在哪里？
Where are they gathered when they are reaped?
是丢在神大怒的酒榨里。
And cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
是丢到神大怒的那一个环境底下。
And so it is cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God.
而这个酒榨就在城外给浅他了，给他了。
And so also the winepress was trodden without the city.
就有血 从那个酒盏里流出来。
And blood came out of the wine press.
不是流出葡萄汁。
It is not grape juice.
是流出血出来。
But blood came out.
那个血很多了。
And there are much blood.
他说高到马的脚环。
Even unto the horse bridles.
那个宽广有600里。
By the space of 1,600 furlongs.
那是很宽广。
And so it's very broad.
我们看这段话。
Brothers and sisters, when we see this word, you can see one thing.
这是什么事?
What is that?
神的追讨。
It is the chastening of God.
神的追讨。
It is the chastening of God.
因为这些葡萄他们给收割是收割在神的愤怒的地里头。
Because these grapes are harvested into the wrath of God.
他们收采回来。
They have been gathered.
是扔在神的愤怒的酒闸里。
But cast into the winepress of the great wrath of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们注意着这一个。
Brothers and sisters, if we pay attention to that,
那这个是说到什么事情?
What does this tell us?
那就是说到当主降临在橄榄山以后。
It tells us after the Lord descends on Mount Olivet, 以色列
的余数就给拯救了。
The remnant of Israel is saved.
那进攻以色列围困耶路撒冷的那些列邦的军队呢?
And so, for the army who attack and surround Jerusalem,
就是这一批了。
It is this group of people.
他们就在神降临的荣光的底下给对付了。
And they are dealt with under the glorious light of the descent of the Lord.
这个走这一个宣告。
And this proclamation,
到了十九章的时候，
when we reach chapter 19,
我们就看到有两个筵席。
We see there are two feasts.
一个筵席乃是羔羊的婚宴。
And one of the feasts is the wedding feast of the Lamb.
另外的一个筵席是叫做神的大筵席。
And the other feast is the great feast of God.
这两个筵席都是记载在十九章。
And these both feasts are recorded in chapter 19.
那十九章里面记载这两个筵席。
And so, when these two feasts are recorded in chapter 19,
就和十四章这里边这两个事情有关联。
Has to do with these two matters in chapter 14.
弟兄姊妹，你看到。
Brothers and sisters,
十四章的里头是宣告。
First, chapter 14 is the proclamation.
到了十九章就成了事实了。
When we reach chapter 19, it becomes realized.
十四章是宣告的。
It is only a proclamation in chapter 14.
到了十九章就成了事实。
In chapter 19, it becomes a reality.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看到。
Brothers and sisters, who can see?
这就是神和神的儿子在大灾难的末了来结束这个地上所有一切的混乱与黑暗。
The Son of God who comes on earth to deal with the land and to deal with all the darkness and confusion.
所以我们从神的计划这个角度来看。
And so from the angle of the plan of God,
这一段时候是神来收割了。
It is at this time that God comes to reap the harvest.
神来收获他所要得着的了。
He is to reap all that he is to gain.
长久以来做工的。
All that he has done throughout the ages.
现在有结果了。
There is a result now.
在以色列这一边。
Upon the side of Israel.
他们全家归主。
Their whole house returns to the Lord.
在全地其余的人来说。
For those who remain on the earth.
他们与神抵挡也到了尽头了。
Their opposition of God comes to an end.
那这是十四章里头末了的那两个约翰所看到的异象。
And this is the two visions that John sees at the end of chapter 14.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你看到他具体的他实际的那个意思的时候，
Therefore brothers and sisters, when you see the actual meaning of it,
你很清楚的看到，
Very clearly you can see
这两段话跟背题是不发生关系的。
These two passages have nothing to do with the matter of rapture.
根本是没有摸到教会被提那方面的事情。
It doesn't even touch upon this issue of rapture of the church.
那么十四章我们就这样结束它。
And so we'll end chapter 14 in that way.
然后我们跳到十五章先开一个头。
And so we'll just go into chapter 15 to start.
十五章乃是继续十四章的那个意象。
Now chapter 15 continues on with the vision in chapter 14.
15章的那个意象啊显明了以后
Now after the vision that's manifested in chapter 15,
也就是关乎大灾难这段时期里边属灵的奥秘就宣告完毕了。
Then all the spiritual proclamations comes to an end in regards to the great tribulation.
因为这些宣告完毕了以后大灾难就开始了。
Because
实际的开始了。
After all these proclamations are done, then the great tribulation actually begins.
那从十二章开始一直到十五章的这里连串几章的那个启示的里面。
And so, in these revelations, from chapter 12 to 15,
都是说到大灾难时期的前因后果。
Has tells us what happens before and after and the result of the Great Tribulation.
那当大灾难的前因后果主都宣告完毕了以后。
And so after the Lord proclaims all these cause and effects of the Great Tribulation,
大灾难就开始。
Then the Great Tribulation begins.
那这一长段的宣告。
And so this long chapters of proclamation
是结束在一个什么事实里呢
？In what fact does it end？
在这里头一开始就宣告一件事情。
And so at the very beginning, it proclaims this.
他说：“我又看见在天上有异象，大而且且奇。
”And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous.
就是七位天使掌管末了的七灾，因为神的大怒在这七灾中发尽了。
Seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them is filled up the wrath of God.
那这一节第一节的这一节经文就是接上十四节十四章最末了的那一个意象的。
And so this first verse in chapter 15 directly follows the vision in chapter 14.
最末了那个意象就是收割了那个葡萄就扔在神大怒的酒闸里。
And so the last passage ends with the casting of the grapes into the wrath winepress of the great wrath of God.
这里就说出神的大怒能完全的停止乃是因为七个灾所带出的结果。
And so here it tells us only when the wrath of God is filled up as a result of the result of these seven plagues.
经过这七个灾
only after these seven plagues.
也就是经过了神的大愤怒
then that means the great wrath of God has gone through
神的愤怒就停止了
then the wrath of God will cease
神的追讨就停止了
then the chastening of God will cease
那神的追讨是什么呢
what is the chastening of God
对着什么来呢
who is it pointing at
那比如说我们下一次我们看到那个七个碗的那个具体的光景的时候
now brothers and sisters next time when we go into the actual situation of the seven vials
我们就看到
Then we'll see.
七个碗的对象
The object of the seven vials
一个是地上敌基督的国
One is the kingdom of the Antichrist on earth
一个是敌基督的宝座
And one is the throne of the Antichrist on earth
一个就是那些继续抵挡神的人
And the other is those who continue to oppose God
那么因此丢手你看到
Therefore brothers and sisters you can see these seven vials
它的对象是很清楚的
Their objects are very clear
那这个我们留到以后再说
We'll go into that later on
十五章一开始就给我们看到
At the beginning of chapter 15 it shows us
七个碗完成
Only when these seven vials are complete
神的愤怒也就结束
Then that is when the wrath of God will cease
但是神的愤怒结束
But when the wrath of God cease
是怎么开始的呢
How does it begin
那接下去我们就看到
And then immediately we can see
他看见仿佛有玻璃海
And I saw as it were a sea of glass
其中有火
Mingled with glass, a fire
又看见那些生了兽和兽的像并他名字数目的人都站在玻璃海上
And then that had gotten the victory over the beast over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name
拿着神的琴唱神仆人摩西的歌和羔羊的歌
Standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb.
No, 我们先看这一点点。
Now we'll first look at this.
那当那七灾的宣告来接 结束了神的愤怒。
Now the proclamation of the seven plagues ending the wrath of God.
主就让约翰看见最末后的这一个意象。
Then the Lord showed John this last vision.
在天上的。
In heaven.
他就看见一个好像玻璃海的地方。
He saw, as it were, a place, a sea of glass.
其中是混合的火的，不是掺杂火。是混合的火的。
Mingled with glass, it is not mixed with glass, but it is together with glass.
因为你称得上个玻璃海，那是很透明的。
Because when you talk about a sea of glass, it's very transparent.
不可能再有掺杂的。
There's no mixture there.
事实上也不允许有掺杂的。
And the fact of that is it does not allow any mixture.
但它哪里有火？
But there's fire there.
那这个火是什么呢？
What is this fire?
这个火乃是跟在站在玻璃海上的那一批人有关联的。
Now this fire has something to do with those, this group who is standing on the sea of glass.
站在玻璃海上的是什么人呢？
So then who are those standing on the sea of glass?
都是在大灾难这三年半里头经过的人。
Are them that went through these 3.5 years.
因为他们是胜过兽和兽的像并他名字数目的人。
Because it is them that had gotten the victory over the beast, over his image, over his mark.
这一次站在玻璃海上的人都是经过大灾难的。
And over the number of his name, so it is those who have gone through the great tribulation.
但是这一批经过大灾难的人。
And so those who have gone through the great tribulation.
他们是在大灾难中显明神的得胜。
And so that they have manifested God's victory throughout the great tribulation.
这也是得胜者被提的说法的一个难处。
And this is also a difficulty in regards to the interpretation of the rapture of the overcomers.
你能说这批人不得胜吗？
Can you say that this group is not overcomers?
但是他们却是经过大灾难的。
But yet they go through the great tribulation.
详细不插出去了。
I won't go off the tangent.
那我们说到这一批人，他们那个时候站在玻璃海里，他们已经完成了他们所要承担的那一个神的见证。
And so this group standing on the sea of glass, they have completed their testimony which they bear before God.
这些见证都是经历火炼的试炼的。
And these testimonies go through the fire.
那么这些人，
And so these people,
我们就称他是在大灾难其中的得胜者。
And so these people will call them the overcomers in the period of the Great Tribulation.
或者我们为了不与教会的得胜者混在一起，我们说用另外一个词来说他们。
And so we would not confuse or mix them with the overcomers in the church. We'll use another term for them.
这一批人是在大灾难期里头显明神的见证的。
This group of people are those in the great tribulation who manifest the testimony of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当他们站在玻璃海上的。
That when they are standing on the sea of glass.
他们拿着神的琴。
They have the harps of God.
他们唱一个歌。
And they sing one song.
这个歌啊，跟上次所说的新歌啊，好像是一样。
Now this song seems to be as the other song which we looked at.
上面说到新歌的时候就没有说内容。
Because when it mentions about that new song, it did not mention the content.
这里说新歌，说他们唱歌的时候就说说内容。
But here, when they sing this song, it tells us of the content.
神仆人摩西的歌。
The song of Moses, the servant of God.
和羔羊的歌。
And the song of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都领会的。
Brothers and sisters, we can understand.
摩西的歌站在人的立场上面来说。
The song of Moses in the view of man.
摩西的歌跟羔羊的歌是不能调在一起。
That the song of Moses cannot be mingled together with this song of the Lamb.
因为提到摩西的歌，那就是律法。
Because when you mention about the song of Moses, it is the
law. 律法就是只是想满足神的公义。
And the law only tells us to satisfy the righteousness of God.
羔羊的歌是恩典。
And the song of the Lamb is grace.
当然，这个恩典是以满足神的公义做基础而流出的。
And of course, this grace is still on the foundation of satisfying the righteousness of God, but yet overflows.
如果你站在旧约的日子，
And so if you're standing in time of the Old Testament,
你只能唱摩西的，
you can only sing the song of Moses.
你没有办法能有恩典的歌可唱。
You do not have the song of grace to sing.
你如果站在新约的日子
If you stand in the days of the New Testament
你也不甘心唱摩西的歌
And you're not willing to sing the song of Moses
因为你知道只有羔羊的歌才是我们的、安慰喜乐满足和
Because you know that only the song of the Lamb is our comfort, our joy, and our salvation. You're not willing to sing the song of Moses. And so in the church, you do not sing the song of Moses. You only sing the song of the Lamb. But this group who've gone through the Great Tribulation, the song which they sing both includes the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb.
这是怎么回事呢?
So, what is that?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
对我们来说,
to us,
我们对这一个事实的体会有, 但是没有那么深。
We have the understanding of this fact, but not as deep.
因为我们没有面对一个很绝对的要求的环境。
Because we have not faced a situation that requires absolute, as absolute.
但是这批人是面对着敌基督而走过他们的年日。
But this group is facing the Antichrist and have gone through their days.
他们在那些日子里头，他们很清楚地晓得。
In those days, they clearly know.
只有绝对的站在神的那一边
To absolutely stand on the side of God
只有绝对的满足神的要求
Only to satisfy the requirement of God absolutely
他们才可以胜过敌基督的一切的管辖
Then are they able to overcome any control of the Antichrist
因为说印他们没有印
Because they do not have the mark
说记号他们没有记号
And they do not have the seal
说六六六他们没有
And they do not have the number 666
谢谢跟敌基督有关的事物他们都没有
and so any of these things that have to do with the Antichrist they have not
他们能在那个环境里头活
so how can they live under those situations
如果他们能在那个环境里面活
if they can survive in that situation there's only one qualification
仰望神站在神的 那一边依靠神
that they absolutely look to God stand on his side and trust in him
像我们的主来到地上一样上根出于干地
just as our Lord when he was on earth he was like a root out of dry parched ground
你上地无所取了
then he has nothing from the land then you can overcome
但是当你对既无所取完全满足那个摩西的那个歌的内容的时候
but when you require nothing from the land to satisfy the requirement of the song of Moses
人立刻就发觉
then man would immediately discover
我从哪里得来那么大的能力可以承担
then where can I find such great strength to bear that
我一点办法都没有
I have no way at all
我软弱如水
I am weak as the water
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord
这一个时候
at this time
羔羊的歌又显出作用来
then the song of the Lamb manifests the function
他们接受恩典的供应
they receive the supply of grace is very meaningful
我们生活在恩典世代里边的人
when we live in the era of grace
我们知道一件事情很清楚
we know one thing very clearly
神对我们有要求
God has a requirement upon us
我们答应不了神
if we cannot answer to him
神就用他儿子来替我们去答应
God uses his son to answer the call
当神的儿子答应神要求以后
and when the son of God answers the call
得出的结果就归到我们的账
then the result that is brought forth is settled in our account
这个是恩典
that is grace
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
我们这些都懂
we all know
但是在大灾难当中生活的人呢
But those who are living in the Great Tribulation
他们就不像与我们有点不一样的地方
They have something that's different from us
摩西的律法要求我们我们可以拖拖拉拉的也能走得过来
And the requirement of the law of Moses we can try to drag our feet and try to go through it
我们虽然是拖拖拉拉
So we are dragging
但是等到有一天我们发觉神的儿子已经为我们预备恩典了我们就把摩西的那个感觉扔掉了
But one day when we discover that the Son of God has already met the requirement then we'll throw away the feeling of meeting the law of Moses
但是在三年半里边的人他们没有这个条件
But for those who are living in this 3.5 years they are not qualified to do that
三年半里边对摩西的那些事情他们绝对没有拖拖拉拉的本钱
In the 3.5 years in this period they do not have any qualification to be dragging their feet under the requirement of Moses. If you drag your feet in the littlest way, you will immediately become followers of the Antichrist. But they're not willing to be that. So they have to strive their best to stand on the side of God. And so no matter how you fight and struggle, you cannot overcome Antichrist, but thank the Lord. The Lord shows them there is the supply of grace that will support them through this way. Brothers and sisters, if you take note, that is also what is written in chapter 12.
龙和上妇人发怒去和 其余的儿女征战,
and that is the matter of when to make war with the remnant of her seed.
但是呢, 这些儿女们啊, 是在那个旷野给养活, 一再半载, 一再二再半载,
but these children are those who are kept in the wilderness for a time, a time, and time and a half.
那么他们经历过了这一,
and so they have gone through that.
他们真知道,
they truly know.
这个摩西的歌和
so they know the union of the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. It is God's own work. So brothers and sisters, when you realize their experience, then you understand their praises and worship before God. We'll just slightly mention it and we'll go into detail next week.
你看这个歌是怎么说的呢?
You see, what is this song?
说主神全能者,
it says, Lord Almighty, great and marvelous are thy works.
万世之王啊,
the King of Saints,
你的道途意在存在,
just and true are thy ways.
就这个就是摩西的歌,
brothers and sisters, this is the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. There it tells us,
神啊, 你的作为奇妙,
great and marvelous are thy works, God.
神啊, 你的方法是, 极其的, 正直, 又真实,
God, thy ways are just and true.
他们怎么能
So how have they experienced this?
在那三年半的经历的里边,
it is in the experience of the 3.5 years.
把他们带到这样的一个地步,
has brought them to such a state.
他们是因着经历神的自己, 而引发他们里面有一个新歌, 是别人不会唱的。
They have experienced God in a way that they have this new song that no other can sing. Only they can sing. We thank the Lord. Indeed, this is precious.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
虽然这一些话,
so these words have not direct relationship with us, but that principle is our principle of following the Lord.
也许在要求上程度上有点差别,
though in requirement, in degree, there is some difference,
但在原则上完全是一样,
but in principle, it's completely the same.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你就看见了,
then you can see
得胜者的原则在哪里,
what is the principle of the overcomers,
在这里,
it's here.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
第二章第三章, 给我们看见得胜者的呼求,
Chapters 2 and 3 shows us the calling of the overcomers.
现在12章到15章,
now chapters 12 to 15 shows us truly the way of the overcomers. We thank the Lord. Though we are those with weakness,
但是我们看见,
but we see
得胜者的路,
the way of the overcomer, it is the way of God. It is not our way. But we must have that desire to walk within it. And when we walk within it, then we'll see all victory. It is all from the Lamb. We thank the Lord. Therefore, before the great tribulation begins, all this revelation in heaven
摩西的歌和羔羊的歌来做结束。
Brings us to the song of the Moses and the song of the Lamb as a conclusion.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们虽然不是直接经历这一些事情。
Though we have not personally experienced these matters,
但是我们还是不能丢掉这些原则。
But we cannot forsake these principles.
因为主还仍然是照着这个原则来领我们往前行。
Because it is still by these principles that the Lord leads us forward.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end our sharing here tonight.
下礼拜我们才把15章来结束。
Next week we'll end chapter 15.